Time management. This is Ken, the passion entrepreneur, your chief profitability officer, your sales and profit evangelist. Time management. Are you too busy to make money? Perhaps you might think this is an odd question to ask. However, it's a simple question to answer. So are you moving forward in your business or just constantly moving? You know, time management can be a critical issue for any successful entrepreneur. Time is a finite resource. You only get 24 hours in a day. We can't turn back the clock. To be successful in business, entrepreneurs must become good time managers. And no one can get back that day, that hour, that 30 minutes, that 45 minutes, that 1 minute, and redo it. It reminds me of a coaching session I recently had with a client. And I asked the question. I asked him, what are your priorities? And he responded, directing employees, keeping them on track, following up on emails and phone calls, completing projects, and generating revenue. So what constitutes busy work here in this example? I was surprised because I expected that the very first thing that he would say would be sales, sales, and more sales. Instead, generating revenue was his last response. And I wondered, was this his last priority too? Perhaps it's not a fair question. Many times, I know it's unintentional, entrepreneurs, business owners, we don't decide to be unproductive with our time. It just happens. And sometimes, entrepreneurs are more reactive than proactive. You know, they react to what comes first on their desks. I'm sure this has probably happened with you. You're reading and responding to your emails. You're taking a phone call or phone calls. You're listening to your voicemails. You're counseling an employee. You're completing administrative tasks. You're helping your employees with their administrative tasks, giving them direction. You're attending a networking event because you think, yeah, it's going to lead to business. You know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. You're conducting product or company prospect research. You're adding a page to your website. You're creating a new sales and marketing brochure. All those things are all well and good. They need to be done. They're important. But these items, these activities take entrepreneurs off their focus. They should stop reacting and start being more proactive. You know, an entrepreneur should know their priorities. We should have, you should have, all of us should have a daily action plan. Work it and never, never stray from it. You know, business owners should conduct their non-revenue and administrative duties and responsibilities during non-money hours. Yeah, perhaps before 6 or 7, maybe from 9 to 10 you do administrative chores or activities, maybe 2 to 3, 5 to 6, or sometimes after 7 or 8 o'clock at night. This is what I do. You know, that's when you should do your administrative tasks. Unfortunately, their focus on other activities that do not contribute to the bottom line. We're doing all the stuff that doesn't have an impact on your sales, your profits, your new business, your profitability. And it's really interesting that one of his main concerns was time management. And his own response validated that question. That, yeah, he had some concern with time management. It was well-founded. See, most of us focus our time on the non-generating activities in the business. Every entrepreneur focus priority should be on new business, new sales, and profitability. That is revenue generating activities. These are the activities that will generate business and sales. And you know, in business, if somebody doesn't sell something, you won't stay in business for very long. You need sales to make a profit. So, who is accountable for the success of your company? Now, a sales team might be responsible for the sales, but ultimately, it is the business owner, the entrepreneur, who is accountable. Are you listening? The buck stops with the entrepreneur, nobody else. She has to pay the bills, whether or not a sale was made. Irregardless of whether a sale was made, she still has to pay the bills. This reminds me of an experience I had as a certified financial planner way, way back in the 1980s, probably dating myself. But one of my training managers asked me what my job was. I quickly responded proudly, I show companies how to save for retirement, build an education fund for their children, and an investment portfolio of stocks and bonds. He quickly shouted back, wrong. You are in sales, and the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. He was right. I was in sales, and that's a lesson that I will never, ever forget. And yeah, I'm still in sales today. We're all in sales. If you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, we are all in sales. You're influencing decision makers on buying from you. I didn't say from buying from you. You don't want to sell. You want people to buy from you, and that's influence, and that's creative consultative sales. So whether you like it or not, you are in sales. So what did Alec Baldwin's character in Glengarry Glen Ross, did you see that movie? Excellent movie. It's one of my favorite movies. But Alec Baldwin was from Mitch and Murray from downtown. He came to speak to a sales group. And he said, ABC, ABC, always be closing, always be closing, always be closing. And he said a lot more, but you'll just have to check out the DVD on that. So we all have the same amount of time in the day. We all have 24 hours. Some people just do more with it than others. So how are you leveraging your time to get more accomplished? You know, the average person might judge their time based on the hours spent, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours. However, the entrepreneur analyzes her day based on results, sales, new business, and profits. So, what is your time management system? Is it profitable for you? Are you too busy to make money? Here's some helpful tips and hints. Evaluate your current situation. Unless you know where you're at, you don't know where you're going, and you will never improve. So check out your current situation. What are your priorities every day? And what is the amount of time that you're spending every day, and compare the two. Create your own time management system. I have mine. You have to create yours that works for you. List your top priorities every day before your day starts and grade them A, B, C. And then focus on your A priorities. Focus, focus, focus. You know, focus your activities on what will bring you sales, new business, and profits. I say again, focus your activities on what will bring you more sales, new business, and profits. Administrative stuff do not result in new business, sales, and profits. Accomplish your work in two-hour time blocks. Maybe it's telemarketing or cold calling. Initially, when you first start telemarketing, you're cold calling, you're not as good. But once you get into it, you get some success, you learn from it, you get confident, you do better. So accomplish your work in 2-hour time blocks. Define your money hours. Define your money hours. And money hours, these are the best hours where you can connect with your prospects and your clients, or maybe I should say your suspects and prospects, but definitely your prospects and clients face-to-face or on the phone. Your best money hours, your money hours are the best hours where you can connect with your prospects. That could be before 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, could be after 6 or 5 in the evening, or after 7. Whatever that is, you've got to figure that out. Focus your revenue activities during your money hours. Again, focus your revenue activities during your money hours. I get up in the morning, I exercise, I hit the phone from 8 to maybe 9, 9:30. I come off, I do administrative stuff during that time, or I do my walk, kind of clear my head. I get back on the phone, unless I have clients, about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I call to about 12, 12:30. Then I stop, I eat, relax, do some administrative stuff. I get back on the phone around 3:30, 4 o'clock to about 5 or 6. And then I do some administrative stuff after that. If I didn't get my walk in, I walk after 6 or 7 o'clock. So that's how I do it. So all your administrative activities should be during your non-money hours. Lastly, seek to become a better manager of your business time. So there you have it, time management. Are you too busy to make money? Is it profitable for you? What is your time management system? So if you like this, if you're looking for a second opinion, maximize your business opportunities, you want to learn the best practices for sales and profitability, you've come to the right person, the right coach, Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your chief profitability officer, your sales and profit evangelist. Check out our website at www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. If you have a question, you have a guest idea, a topic of interest, just contact us via the podcast email. And with E3C, as you know, we've got over 360 sales, profit, technology ideas. We've got about 60 different topics that we coach on. We've got about 100 quizzes, surveys, forms, assessments that we help with our clients to support. We use them as tools to help them increase their sales and profitability. And also, we do a networking session on Tuesday mornings, Eastern Standard Time, from 8 to 9 on Tuesdays, from 8 to 9 every Tuesday. And check out the website, www.my-business-community.com, and in the events section, and you'll find the details on that. So, but we connected like 500 people last year. This year, we're up to about 300 people now. So what we do on these networking calls is we share information and knowledge, and we help each other out on these calls. So it's a really, really good time to connect with other passion entrepreneurs. And if you like this podcast, if you've listened, you learned something from it, definitely share with a friend, a business associate. But also, please rate it and comment on the show, on the podcast website. You can also rate me on Technorati, Digit, StumbleUpon, Delicious. And I get thousands of downloads a week. I'm averaging about 2,000 downloads a week on these podcasts. So here's an opportunity for you entrepreneurs who want more exposure. It's a little hint and tip that comment. And make a comment on the website, and that's allows you to promote your business. So I enjoyed discussing, sharing this my ideas on time management. Hope you learned a few things from it. As I close, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, and above all, stay profitable. Until next time, take care.